Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Isinyathelo nesinyathelo, sizohamba nawe indlela yonke. Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. Thank you very much to Johan Els, who has been keeping you company, man. Such expertise and knowledge. Yeah. May the Father continue to grace you more and abundantly, Johan. And of course, I'll be talking to Baruch Yah. And of course, I will check also with Professor Buyisondes. I saw some messages popping in. I was just too busy. I will read them. Perhaps she's in a meeting or something. But nevertheless, you know, with what is going on in the country, and I'm talking violence, and I'm not pointing who did what to what. I'm just talking, you know, we as the church, we see so much violence. It starts even in the homes. If you are able to find someone in his bedroom riddled with bullets, I'm talking something that happened today, and Johan was reading it. It happened. And you're also able to know of stories of people who have been killed, and now stories are coming out how they were killed, and you see some people who you never thought would be part of this and are part of this. It just indicates there's some darkness going on. And there's a tune that as a church we need to, or as a body of believers, the body of the Hamashiach, there's a tune that we need to sing when things are like this.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Yeah, we really need to speak the love of the Hamashiach, man. The love that is the Yahuwah himself. If we don't speak that, there's so many things that are happening and which are just taking place there. If you have Facebook, please go on to my timeline. You would see there is a discussion that is on about the very notion of spiritual darkness. And I know many people are sending me WhatsApps, but I'm not much on WhatsApp because my phones are damaged. So I don't have my original phones. So, but on the you are able to get me through onto the Facebook. There's a discussion that is taking place, which I think we need to be looking into. Thank you so much to George Masela. Thank you so much also. Makinzwe Lengwe, Langalibalele Skosana, thank you so much. The Seventh of the Most High, Ruben T. Mkwane, thank you very much. To Kapi Desmond, thank you so much. To Jerry Tolo, thank you so much. Also to Matsileng Kanye, we really appreciate they are participating on the show even as we speak. But also, thank you also so much to Brian Mashike, Bishop Brian Mashike, who is also participating on the show tonight. And of course, also thank you very much to my brother and my friend, Godfrey Utigimi Uyazi. So we're touching the very aspect of spiritual darkness, what it is all about, and the scourge of it even upon us today. Just before we welcome our guests, a bit of this.
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. I Radio Pulpit Facebook. Yeyoluntu lonke.
All right, yeyoluntu lonke Radio Pulpit. And of course, let us welcome Malak Baruch Yah is in Cape Town. Greetings, Tuda.
Shalom! Shalom Rabbi Malak. Greetings to you, greetings to your family, greetings to Professor Wilson Dizzy and her family as well, and also to the greater Radio Pulpit family, trusting everyone as well, and I greet you in the wonderful name of HaMashiach Yahusha, the King of Kings, the Redeemer, our Savior. Halala!
Halala! And of course, also, Professor Wilson Dizzy, I was not sure because I just opened your messages now. And then I saw they were saying you won't be in, you won't be in. Now you're in. Hey, my daughter. Welcome and greetings to you, Professor.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you so much for that warm welcome. Greeting to you and your family. I greet you, my brother Baruch, here in the mighty name of our Lord, Yahushua HaMashiach. Yes, I also greet our Radio Pulpit family in the mighty name of our Lord. We thank the Father and His grace for allowing us this opportunity.
When things
look impossible, He makes things possible. Yeah.
I understand you very well. You know, remember, I also have a wife who is a COD, so they constantly are at meetings. You know, just like you, constantly at meetings. From in the morning up to evening. Oh,
Even at home.
At home, yes. Yeah. Even when someone is taking leave, so I understand. You as an HOD, I understand. Yeah. Anyway.
No, thank the Lord.
Yeah, we are talking about a spiritual darkness, the scourge of it. And I asked this question to many people, about the very notion of spiritual darkness, what it is all about. Then I said, what signs do we see in our nation that indicate a strong attack of spiritual darkness? We see churches of people that have become family businesses. That is one of those. There's quite a lot of comments that have been made with regards to this. Thank you so much also to Johan Zewick for also talking to us. And Stelimpilo, Sihlenkosi, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Also for talking to us and reacting to the show tonight. We trust the Father is doing you good. So the show has quite a bigger crowd today. And of course, this crowd is always there, but the activities are just as much. Now, we see amongst many things, people, basically parents now, it's either they sell their children or they kill their children. We see that. Parents saying, no, let's go and look for my kid and all that and stuff with the police. Tugu. You realize, man. This is the person who actually has, killed their own kid. The lack of true spiritual references also today, we see those things. If you look on social media, even those people who are talking on social media, there's no scriptural reference in any way whatsoever that is being made. And everyone wants to have a channel where they speak. And I wonder who speaks to them. I wonder who speaks to them. People are basically, I know you have a theological degree or people call you a pastor or you have a calling. We know that, but that doesn't mean you should open a channel because it just becomes a platform for many, many things that we we didn't want to anticipate even. And it's quite sad we see those things really coming across these days, and I think we need to be careful when it comes to this. We need to be careful, and scriptural references is not even you know, done, to say the least. It's not even done. Not even done. And this is a sign of a great attack of spiritual darkness. Here is another aspect. There's a lack of true pastoral oversight. I think we live in a time where people, and I like to quote, you know, one of my managers once spoke with me. We were at Loggerheads, you know, and she said to me, you know, Ray, I'm ready to support you. Whatever you say on air, you're putting me at risk. I'm ready to support you. But you must be careful that you move away from tabloidism. And this is many, many years ago. And then she says, you move away from tabloidism. And I said, oh, this white lady. She says, no. You move away from tabloidism and start to speak. And over a time, and when I started writing many things, you know, many articles and doing research and doing things and stuff, I started to see. But I knew tabloidism was the cancer of journalism. And today we have a lack of pastoral oversight because of this infatuation with fame. Pastors want to be associated with big guns. They want to do conferences that are so big so that people should say, you are doing a big thing. And it's no longer the Father. There's a very rare mentioning of the Father. It's our efforts, you know, as our ministry. That's a lack of oversight, you know, coming steadily, stealthily. Actually, steadily is an understatement. Stealthily, you know. And now it is a message about ministries and not about Christ. It's a message about, you know, the focus on them because they had become celebrities. I was reading a PhD article that was written by these two ladies. They are doctors now at UNISA, and they wrote about the fascination with the so-called servants of the Most High. And you look at their titles, man, bishop, commander, apostle, and all those things and stuff. You can just see the mess we are in. Such a lack of oversight. Now, anyway, that is another scourge of darkness. Now, the constant sacrifices of children by their own parents, I've touched on that. And also the idolization of preachers and founders. You know, there are people who still speak in the name of the founder of their churches. And they say, and I'm not ashamed to do that. You know, when someone says those kinds of things, man, you can just measure the arrogancy. You know, I greet you in the name of the God of my papa. He ends there. You don't know who that God is, but nevertheless. And the scourge of criminalities, you know, there's so much crime amongst us and even in our communities. There's so much crime. So much crime, if you've been watching TV, you'd be shocked. Well, I am not shocked. I'm a journalist. We had known these things all along. But these are shocking for people who say, I want to live a good life. And then I was following a story for the past 2-3 weeks. I was just following it loosely. A story of those African-American people who are well-to-do with qualifications and stuff. They are buying houses in the Cape. They are buying mansions in the Cape. You know, their currency is very strong. When they come over here, they are multimillionaires or billionaires. And so they are talking about their stay in South Africa. And then they show us, you know, those nice places in the Cape, in Cape Town. If you know those nice places in the Cape and stuff, you see, these people have never been to Scandaf. You know, they don't know Hamitown. They don't know Lesotho. There's a place called Beirut in Lesotho. They don't know. And you can see the contrasts that even though this is masked, but underneath there's a scourge of darkness which will catch up with them as long as they still stay around us. That is what we see. We have seen also the scourge of many people. Someone said to me in a prayer meeting, in an intercession meeting, and then she says to us, actually, you know, I wasn't alone. There were many of us. It's a Saturday morning. It's cold. And then she says, we must pray for the pastors because a person, when they pray for you and something doesn't seem to be coming right as they pray, they start to tell you, hey, no, we need to go and consult some witch doctors. They can work on this. Never look down on witch doctors. Never look down on witch doctors. They are our culture. Witchcraft is not our culture. It has never been our culture. You know, so you can see the scourge of darkness also there. Right. Now, the word is saying quite a lot with regards to this. And darkness, spiritual darkness, if you read 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1, it says, now the boy Samuel, ministered to the Elohim before Eli. And the word of the Elohim was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. It's when the word is rare and people are just preaching without the word or the perversion of it. The rarity of it. It's quite sad. Now, also, because I have said quite a lot with regards to this, I have to back it up with scripture. If you look at Job chapter 5, verse 14, it says, they meet with darkness in the daytime and grope at noontime as in the night. It means there is a blindness of a sort that has come like a blanket over the people. And we are groping for light, even though it is daylight. As blind as bats, you know. And it is said, I mean, there's an awakening that is taking place. And this has been happening at least for the past 10 years. It has been happening to my recollection. But many people would say, oh man, it started in 1969. And I agree. But there are those who would tell you that, no, the awakening started in 1815. But others would say, no, we can go back to 1874. That's where it started. So there's so many things that are spoken with regard to this, but it is upon us. The Father is revealing himself more and more, but we seem to be going deeper and deeper into darkness. And that is something we need to be careful of. It's something that we need to look into. And I wonder, as believers, if we basically are aware of this darkness that is groping. I mean, people who are well-educated, man, they are struggling with some of the simplest things. Alcohol. Well-educated people drowning in alcohol. People who were community builders that are drowning in Nyaube. There's a darkness that is taking place. There's something that the devil is doing and we don't want to point at it. If you look at the guy who was a minister in the cabinet of Nelson Mandela and Thabo Mbeki later on, and then you meet this person at a place called Itujwa, and you meet this person is riddled with alcohol, man. This guy used to be a powerful author and a lecturer at one of the universities. Hey, my dad. Hey. These things are happening. Now, if you also check, you would see, and I am looking at Job 18, verses 6. The light is dark in his tent, and his lamp beside him is put out. Massive backslidings. Massive. Even though people are still going to churches, but it's just a tradition. Massive backslidings. But even though people are saying, no, we're going to church, man. Come on. Praise the Lord. But hey, even in gospel concerts, man, people are high and drunk. And you can't say, Ray, how do you know? I used to be a producer, man. I produced quite a lot of these people. Hey. Let's talk to our guests. when we come back.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. And Tuesday Live, the name of the show. You can send in WhatsApps just as much as you can. If you say, I have a glimpse of what is happening, a spiritual darkness of note that is taking place even in our midst. Come on, be my guest tonight.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
All right, Mfundisi Joseph Martens. Joseph Martens. Nwamba says, Mfundisi Wami, Inangwina, Pastor Wamina. Inangwina, which means we are with you. We are with you. Thank you so much, my brothers and sisters. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. Let me start with you, Professor. When it comes to the notion, the very scourge of spiritual darkness, and let me ask you the question I asked many people on the social networks. What signs do we see in our nation that indicate a strong attack of spiritual darkness? Professor.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you for the question. You know, before I could answer your question of saying what signs do we see, I just want to touch base on what you started talking about when you mentioned what is happening currently, looking at people being killed in their own homes, children being abducted, people being raped, and so on and so on. And you mentioned a very important statement. You said there is a need for light, and then you said there is a need for prayer. So before I could even go further, automatically we are seeing these as the signs of spiritual darkness, because there is nobody who is right in his mind who could take a weapon and go to someone else's house and begin to kill those people without any cause if that person is not under the influence of something. So it means these things that we are seeing that are ungodly, that are not in line with the word of God, are the signs of spiritual darkness. So when we see spiritual darkness, we are seeing lives that continue to exist separated from God, separated from the influence of the Holy Spirit, the lives that are void of the presence of the Most High. So if there is no God in your life, in the life of that particular person, that person will be able to do anything anyhow, even if those things are ungodly and are bringing pain to other people. And these are just things that we are seeing in our nation. We are seeing people losing themselves. We are seeing churches losing the fiber of what the church is all about. We are seeing children being killed, as you've said. We are seeing children being sold by their own parents. We are seeing the lack of true scriptural references, as you were talking about this, that people will begin to speak from their own mind, not from what the Father is saying. People begin to speak their feelings. They speak what the pastor has said, even if the reference is not from the Father. So we are seeing the lack of true pastoral oversight, where pastors and leaders are no longer cognizant of what they are supposed to. They are no longer aware of what the Father has said, because there is this dullness that has come upon the ears of the people who are supposed to be hearing from God. So we are seeing a lot of blindness. We are seeing a lot of deafness. We are seeing people taking control of themselves without being influenced by the Holy Spirit. We are seeing a lot of idolatry, which is not only happening in our homes, but it's even happening in the house of God. I heard you talking about the idolizing of the pastors. So when we think of idolatry, we must not only think about slaughtering, but we are also thinking about taking the position of God, taking something and you place it in the position where God is supposed to be placed. So there is the idolatry of idolizing of the pastors, idolizing of our possessions sometimes. We're seeing a lot of pride coming out, and we're seeing even this pride coming into the house of God. The pastors are no longer touchable. You can no longer reach out to those pastors, because before you could get to them, Pastor, you need to have appointments, and then some of these appointments will take you 3 to 4 months before you could see the pastor. And even then, before you could see him, there's supposed to be a certain amount of offering that you need to put forth. So these are all the signs of things that we are seeing. You're also mentioning the backsliding. People are in faith, but they are not living as a people who have heard the word of God. And you also mentioned the rarity of the word of God. So when the word of the Lord is rare, when there's nothing that we are hearing from God, not because God is not talking, but because we've become deaf to the speakings of the Most High. So that's when we begin to speak our own things. That's when you're talking about 1 Samuel chapter 3, that the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. So when God can no longer reveal his word to us, can no longer mention exactly what he means by what he says, that's when these things begin to happen, when people begin to backslide, because they think they understand, they think they know. And the only reason they think they know is because they are lazy to pursue God. They cannot go where God wants them to go. And some of these things happen because we have ignored God for a very long time. And this darkness begins to come in. And when you refer Job 5, verse 14, which is what you also quoted, they meet with darkness in daytime and grope at noontime as in the night, simply because this darkness has been allowed. And it is allowed because there is this deafness. There is no longer sensitivity of the Holy Spirit. We can no longer hear God. We can no longer hear the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And this disobedience that continues to go on in the lives of the children of God themselves is exactly the very thing that invites this darkness. Because if the Holy Spirit cannot be listened to, he is grieved. When he is grieved, then his voice eventually gets smaller and smaller to a point where he is quiet. So when the Holy Spirit can no longer speak to us, can no longer guide and direct us, this darkness will come, because the light only comes in the presence of the word. So if the Holy Spirit can no longer illuminate the word of God, it means that word becomes dormant, because nobody is doing that word. And people then will begin to do as the world does. They will begin to conform to the standards of the world. They begin to do as expected by the society, not as expected by the word of God. I want to quote Ephesians chapter 5, verse 7 to 9. It says here, "Therefore do not be partakers with them, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth." So it means here, this spiritual darkness is out there, but there are people who are called the children of God, who are supposed to be called out, who are supposed to be different. So while the spiritual darkness is there, taking full control of some of the communities, the Father says, we as the children of light are not supposed to partake in them, because we were once in darkness. So by this, I'm trying to bring the notion that the spiritual darkness is a life that is lived outside of the Father. It's a life that does not have a conviction and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So when we are not guided by the Father, we are living in spiritual darkness, and we cannot proclaim the goodness of the Lord. We cannot even speak the word, because the word is spoken from the position of light, and God wants us to continue to speak the word of God if we are enlightened by the word of God. So spiritual darkness, again, speaks about the blindness that comes in when people can no longer differentiate between the right and the wrong, when they can no longer say this is the right thing to do and this is the wrong thing to do. So the choices that they have are informed by the flesh desires. The choices they have are informed by the society. So if I can no longer see what is right and wrong, I must know that I am in spiritual blindness. I can no longer see anything that is in line with the will of God. And all of these things are taking us to the place where we can no longer reflect the will of the Father. And these are the things that we must begin to fight against, because the result of this is about the killings, is about the sufferings of the nations, the suffering of children. So if a parent can no longer think for the child, that means even the conscience of that parent is dead. So these are all the signs of spiritual darkness, when our conscience can no longer speak to us, when our conscience can no longer be alive and jump and say, what you're doing is wrong. And when you go to the house of God, expected to speak the word, but you speak contrary. Expected to worship God, and you expect to be worshipped. You expect people to bow to you. You expect people to clap for you when you enter in the house of God. And you expect people to wait for you to come and preach. So these are minor things that sometimes we may say are things that we can ignore. But we cannot ignore the fact that you've been called to go and preach the word, and you wait, you know, the church that at 10 o'clock, but you come at 12 because you want to come in as a superstar. So these are all the signs of spiritual darkness, where even the leaders are no longer living the life that is supposed to be lived. They're no longer demonstrating and radiating the spiritual light that is supposed to come. And hence, I'm taken back to your statement you said earlier. There is a need for light. There is a need for prayer, because without us praying for these things, that the Father helps us, we will continue to be in darkness, and the church will continue to be ineffective in her operations, because it is only when the church is enlightened and continues to do the right things that we can deal with this darkness. So it has to start from the leaders themselves, because if leaders cannot do the will of God and cannot submit themselves, so that's another thing, Brother Ray, that if we cannot submit to the word of God, to the authority of the word, we cannot be claiming that you are in light. So that's a sign of spiritual darkness. The submission to the word of God changes the whole thing, and we can be able to speak this word even through our actions and decisions.
I hear you quite well. I am, as you say, you know, going back. I saw in Durban some few years ago in one of my documentaries that I was doing some time ago. Yeah, those programs. So then there was a guy who was good, man, and how? Dugu-dugu. He doesn't want to be called a pastor, and then he says, no, man, singing Kosimanj, and then he's taking wives still. And Amasanto Abazaloan, it's in these born-again churches, and they do that. You can see the scourge of darkness, you know, in that, you know. I mean, I'm talking about adultery here. It being committed as scripture used to validate that. You know, if someone was doing it out of, you know, ignorance and stuff, but this is like a conscious, deliberate act. That is taking place. And there were times when a pastor would impregnate some few people there, because they say he's spreading the gene of the prophet. And then these pregnant women would be quickly married to these brothers that are dear to him in a way, you know. And then these boys would be born, nevertheless. Hey, yeah.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
All right, Israel GD, what are you saying?
Amen, hallelujah. Ke a dumedisa seburi se moyeng that le khodi.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ba eti ba ha o le ba ba medi ha ke a dumedisa ka le bitsela morana ke so tsa. Ek moholo wa ka batla re galumela. Mme jwale Bibele o tsetsa taba ka ba o tsetsa se hlose nana. Ha re bala mane ho 7 yand ya Matthew mane bo 20 mono ere mile tlabatseba. Kari tulana tsa bona.
Yeah.
Jole that muruti ile karabo e bo be be fela. Ihlile karabo e bo nolo. Mm. Ditlana tsa rona fela ke tsona tse e bontshang. Rona la ratrona na le wetse kae ka pana ratrona na le me kae.
Mm.
Ho modimo ka pa ho tumeng ha rona na.
Mm.
Ke a le ba hle muruti wa ka. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mrena wetse hantle. Yo, yeah, 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 yeah.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Malak, let me bring this to you. I had to play that because it was less than a minute. I had to play that so that you can hear. We are not alone tonight. There's just so many people that are commenting already. Now, it says in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. Hallelujah. That's the advent of the Hamashiach. But this also shows us that when we dwell in darkness, it says, those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death. When we dwell in darkness, we are dwelling in the land of the shadow of death. If we ignore the light, we embrace the darkness, we basically are like people who are committing suicide. We dwell in death. This darkness is actually death. What say you, Malak?
Shura and Shalom. To can say that it is also spiritual darkness wouldn't be just about the absence of light, but it's the absence of Abba Yahuwah, Abba Yahuwah's presence, Kana, his truth, you know, his guidance, his word, you know. So we can say that there is that disconnection from his purpose. You know, we don't know truth. We walk in confusion, fear, sin. We walk, as the scripture said, we are groping in darkness. We don't know where we're going. Now, what we need to understand is I'll bring this metaphor or parable, metaphor, to say where we are, we need to understand the pregnancy, how it works for a woman gets pregnant and they carry the child for 9 months and they have to give birth. So now, where we are in this world, it's like we are inside the womb. Right? And when we are inside the womb, which means we are at the mercy of the mother. Allow me to say that. Right? Because then when the mother is pregnant, there will be the stress, the joys, the angers, you know, the hormones, the vibration, everything that they would be going through, it would have the impact or it affects the child. So now, us being inside the womb, it is for us then to say, okay, whatever this world goes through, because we have been told, according to the scripture, that this world is going to be destroyed ultimately. So when we are inside the womb now, we are basically getting to suck everything that this world is offering us. And that is why we become so vulnerable that now everything, let's name the feeling. It's very, it affects us, basically, because now it's like we're so reliant on it. But now, we need to look at it and say, okay, me being a child, right, how do I survive from the trauma that the mother is going through? Whatever that, because whatever the mother eats, the child gets to have a portion of it. Or what affects the mother, the child also gets impacted. Mm-hmm. So now, it is now us finding a way of survival. Mm-hmm. And a way of survival in this fashion, because then we don't want to be aborted, we don't want to be stillborn, we want to be birthed in the new Yerushalayim. Mm-hmm. Well, that, so hence I say we are inside the pregnancy. So we are being told of this new place that awaits us, that does not have pain, that does not have sufferings whatsoever. So how it's finding a way to navigate inside this womb to say, okay, I must know the truth. And there are things that I can be able to do that can make me to be able to survive inside this womb, which is chaos, because it's all labor. The plagues that are coming, it's a sign of labor. The 10 plagues that happened in Egypt, it was a symbol as well, or a sign of pregnancy, because after everything, they now leave to go to the promised land. So you can just see that window that is open for us to be able to see and to learn from that, to say, oh, okay, this is what they went through. You know, so Nirona, these are the things that will be happening. But then, how do you and me get to not to be affected? So when we look at the book of Barashit, that is Genesis verse 2 and 3, it says, and the earth was without shape and form. It was void, and there was darkness upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit, the Ruach of Elohim, moved upon the face of the waters, and Elohim said, let there be light, and there was light. So you can see that the world began in chaos until Abba Yahuwah spoke light. So in the same way, we can say our lives have been affected by this chaos, and we tend to lose purpose because we are away from his word. Mm. And that is now what brings or what makes the spiritual darkness, because his word is not there. And we notice here to say, oh, okay, upon coming of his word, there was light. So you find that today many young people are in depression, people are having suicidal thoughts, there are addictions and all that. So you now are able to see that, oh, okay, this may be physical, right, or spiritual, but then it is part of what describes spiritual darkness. Because what? People don't know who they are. People don't know why they are here. People don't know what to believe. It's all mental moves. Why what? So because we in the middle of this thing, and everyone, the word is there to give direction. The word is there to bring, it's an anchor that when we follow the word of Abba Yahuwah, it is for us to seek it. And when we have it, it is able to help us to navigate, as we see. Psalm 119:105 says, his word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So you can see that where I'm going, it's all dark until I do what? Until I turn on the light. And this time, the light becomes his word. So when I have him, when I have his word, then it means because That is why even in the dark, so that we can be able to see. So these things are things that are symbolic that we should look at and for us to be able to understand, to say, okay, since it's that, my eyesight is poor. What is it that I need? So it is the word that is needed to be able to be that light, facilitate that direction in which way we go, because then we can know that we are walking accordingly or straight. So that is now what we need to understand. Another thing, it is us understanding that when we speak of spiritual darkness, it would mean also that we have rejected the truth, because His word is of the truth. So now, when you speak of the shadow of death, you look at who they are surrounded by idolatry, it's foreign oppression, it's sin, it's hopelessness, it's like Kahuna direction, you know, Kahuna, because Abba Yahuwah is not there. But it is upon Him being invited, and He says, I have heard their cry, that He now comes and bring deliverance, and He delivers them from the labor, matraim, that is what Egypt means, because He's taking them from that which is more like a pregnancy inside this dark place, you know, where there's like some form of apartheid in them. And now He says, let me remove you off, that you become free. You're no longer now in this oppression, but you can see the light. And He's taking them where? He's taking them to the land of Canaan. So these are the things that we can be able to see. The book of Hosea, Hosea chapter 4, number 6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because they have rejected the knowledge. And this knowledge is what? This knowledge is the Torah. So darkness comes when truth is rejected. When people stop reading scriptures, when people stop seeking Abba Yahuwah, and we follow the culture, following the trends, following religion, they get to fall into darkness. So today we find that many churches today, they tend to entertain more than they teach. So it becomes a problem for now. The way La Abba Yahuwah language has told anything. People are about feelings. People are emotions, and so forth. We no longer care about the word, because it is the word that we need to preach. It is the word that we need to speak, and that word will be the one that separates that path, that which is of the truth, or that which is of the light, and that which is of darkness. Shalom.
Shalom, Ma'ak. Shalom. Thank you so much. And of course, send us your WhatsApps, 082657-2729. The scourge of darkness in our midst these days, what are some of the things that you'd say are signs that are showing quite a lot of darkness on our part?
Discover an abundance of life, 657 AM.
657 AM. And of course, like I said, also my brother and friend Godfrey also sent a powerful message there, and I'm grateful. Godfrey, thank you so much for the message, man. You also feature.
Yeah, good evening, Brother Ray, and your guest and your listeners on the radio pulpit. What I observe is a spiritual darkness in our country today. It has affected our leaderships. Leaderships in churches, clergymen, high-ranking people and low-ranking, entry-level, all of them. And secondly, our politicians. Also, at work, everywhere where there's leadership, there is a spiritual of darkness spirit that is being applied and used. How this happens, that the church leaders, they use witchcraft to lure people into their churches, the mist, so that their coffers can increase. They control minds. They learn mind control techniques. They're using spirits of the dead. They're using the consulting anybody to get to the top, to be powerful, and to extort money from the congregants, all of them. And they are another spiritual tactness is that they are so obsessed with titles. Nobody wants to be called a preacher anymore. A simple preacher, umshumayeli. They don't want that title. They will go to doctor, professor, apostle. They hire the title. They fall short of calling themselves Jesus. They fall short of calling themselves Jesus or angels or archangels. Or yeah, maybe one of these days they're going to start calling themselves, because all the titles have been used, which perpetuate this spiritual darkness. Mm. And then politicians, we see them every day. They don't hide it. They go to these churches that we see so-called one-man-led churches. Mm. You know them. There's a couple of them where we find leaders go there to kneel and beg and be part and to get some powers from there.
Mm.
And our politicians, they don't ask the Most High for leadership like Solomon anymore. Mm-mm. Like David, like Saul, they consult spiritualism, spiritism, spirituality. They use all sorts of spiritual darkness to get to the top and to use it against their opponents. Whatever they do, that's a spiritual darkness that's happening. And the disappearance of people, children, and then body parts or whatever witchcraft they use from there. Some will say, no, it doesn't happen, but it does. Mm. That's the spiritual darkness that is prevalent. You should notice also during Easter, the escalation of death, or when elections come, and then you'll see funny things, people suddenly dying. And the network also, people want to get position. Education doesn't help anymore. Working hard at work doesn't help anymore.
Mm.
Being smart or skilled doesn't help anymore. You find people who have nothing, who have no skill, but they're sitting in top position because they use spiritual darkness. They go there to get powers wherever they get them to use. That's the thing that I see happening in our midst, yeah, which is taking our country into a dark space. That is why nothing happens in our country. Is going to anything good coming from the government, because all of them, all the leaders, you've seen them on TV, they don't hide. They go all these places to kneel and beg. I don't understand that. How come somebody, Brother Ray, you are there at the top of the ranks of the position, you are higher than a CEO. Even those CEO, they also do that. You are higher than everybody, but you still go down to kneel. Mkukwini or somewhere under a tree to beg for power. You don't go to the highest level, we are sure, and the Most High to get powers.
Mm-mm.
So yeah, our country, that is why nothing good will come out of it, because people are bowing to the devil. Yeshua, he refused to bow to the devil.
Mm.
For the benefit of all the riches in the world. He refused. The Most Highest person who ever walked this life, the holiest Yeshua, showed us how. He rebuked the devil. He refused to take the bait, sitting as close.
Mm.
It becomes difficult. You have to appease the system every year. Now, when the elections come or whatever the time for ama performance, ama bonus, ama promotion. When you always have to go and do these rituals.
Mm.
Some of them were, as Paul would say, it's still despicable to speak about them, to mention them. Mm. It's happening in higher places. It's not me. It's in the scripture. Paul warns us that these things are happening in higher places and spiritually in realms, and then most leaders, though, in higher position, they do that.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's a spiritual darkness that is affecting us. Sure. But we are hopeful because these things we're told that they're going to pass. And the word that I'm using is that they're going to pass. They're not going to stay.
Mm.
They're temporarily, because they have to fulfill the scripture. But we are hopeful. We know our Redeemer lives, he's coming, he's on his way, and all this nonsense is going to end when he comes. Thank you. We should just hold on to our faith, and then we'll see as the time goes on that. And we have to steadfast and stay praying. We must pray.
Mm.
As Yeshua has told the disciples when he went to the mountain to meet Elijah and Moses, he told them to stay, to keep praying.
Mm.
Even when the soldiers from the high priest came to pick him up, to arrest him, he warned his disciples to keep on praying so that they are not caught off guard. Ntona Benkosi Makwande, uNkulunkulu asiphe iwisdom yakhe. Siyabonga. All the best. Be blessed. All praises to the Most High. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Marach. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Godfrey. I appreciate.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.